And joining us right now is a legend. We've had him on before, actually, a few years ago. And he is a man with a remarkable career. 600 radio shows, 27 Broadway plays, 24 feature films, 7 television series. As a matter of fact, if you go into the IMDb and check out his resume, you get 9 pages worth of stuff. He is just a busy, busy guy, and he hasn't slowed down at all. Dick Van Patten stars in Neil Simon's hit comedy The Sunshine Boys right now at the Stoneham Theater, and he joins us at PNP Network. How are you?
Oh, very good, thanks. It's nice to be here in Stoneham. It's fun.
Yeah, it's amazing to have you on. You have done just so much stuff. It's just unbelievable. I can't imagine having that much of a body of work.
Yeah, I don't think anybody else has done that much. I started at 7, you know, on Broadway. I played Melvin Douglas's son. And I just never stopped. I just kept going. Been very lucky. It's been fun.
Well, you're one of those child actors that actually did well, but there are so many of them that didn't do as well.
Well, I have a different slant on that. I owe everything to my mother. My mother was a real stage mother. She pushed me into it, and it's been great. I love it. And you only hear about the child actors that have had problems, but they don't mention Shirley Temple, Ronnie Howard. The list goes on and on. Leonardo DiCaprio. These were all kid actors that have had very terrific lives, you know?
Mm.
So I think, of course, if it's a mother that pushes a kid into it that doesn't want to do it, that's different. But most kids love it. It's fun. I had a great life. I traveled all over the world, worked with the most fascinating people.
I actually remember.
Great. Huh?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, it's been great.
You know, it's interesting to look at all the shows you've done because there are so many that stand out. When I think of you, I think of, obviously, we all think of 8 is Enough. But
yes.
Aside from that, I always think of Love American Style, and I guess you did quite a few of those.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, when I first came out from New York to Hollywood in 1970, yeah, I did a lot of those Love American Styles. They were cute.
But you actually did a show that was in the 50s that was pretty well known. I think it started actually in the 40s.
It's 1949. It was called I Remember Mama.
Yeah.
And it was number Friday night, 8 o'clock, CBS. And it was the number one show on CBS. We were on for 9 years, from 49 to 58. I played the teenage son, Nels. In fact, one of my sons was born while I was doing that show, and I named him Nels.
Really?
That was a terrific show.
Yeah.
It was very, very good. Peggy Wood played I Remember Mama.
Yeah.
But I guess...
Is that show available on DVD if people want to see it?
I don don't think so. It was live. It was live every Friday night from 8 to 8:30. I don't think it is. They were great scripts, too. They were really good.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I think that was the best series I ever did.
Wouldn't that be nice if someone could actually find those and kind of re-put them out somewhere?
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, you never know. Some of these studios, they have them locked up and they find them eventually, but that's been gone for a long time. I know you do a lot of TV. In fact, it's interesting to note that I just saw you recently. You were on Arrested Development.
Yeah, I missed it. I was on a couple of weeks ago, and
yeah.
I didn't realize it was on. I did it about 6 weeks ago, and I didn't even know it was on, but a lot of people came up and said, oh, I just saw you on Arrested Development.
Yeah, you were on April 10th. That was when it aired.
And, oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess maybe there'll be one, and I'll see it the next time.
Played Cal Cullen on the episode.
Oh, very good. Yeah, that's right.
What was that about? What was your character about?
They come to me. I play a multimillionaire, and they come to me to lend them money. And I'm all set to do it. We have a board meeting, and I'm going to lend them the money. And then all of a sudden, I realize that they're all a little bit crazy, you know? And it begins to dawn on me, what am I getting myself into? And then I walk out, and I leave them.
And you also are in completely the opposite direction of Arrested Development the year before. You were in Seventh Heaven.
Yes, that's right, with my wife. My wife was on it with me, my real wife. She wasn't an actress. She was a June Taylor dancer on the Gleason show when we got married. But she was on the show. The director called me up, and he said, we have to cast your wife unless your real wife would like to play it. I said, yeah. And she was real good. She was very good. She still looks cute, too.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because you actually have played yourself on a ton of shows. One which I actually happened to hear, because it's actually on DVD now. You were on a Family Guy playing Tom Bradford.
Oh, yeah. I never saw that one either.
Yeah, you only
I
voiced it.
I do remember that, yeah.
Yeah. It was only a voice thing, but that actually aired in 99, but it was put out on DVD in the Family Guy.
No kidding.
Yeah. Family Guy's back on. It was off the air for a while, and then because the DVD sold so well, they put it back on the air again. So who knows? You may end up in there again. But is it fun playing you?
It's sort of embarrassing. I don't know. I did it last year, too, on another TV show. This girl, she writes the show and directs it and stars in it. It's canceled now. I was on it last year. I can't remember her name. She's a very talented girl.
It's on Life with Bonnie?
That's it. That's it. Life with Bonnie. I played myself. I played Dick Van Patten. She has a dream that she's meeting Dick Van Patten from Eight Is Enough. Yeah, that was the show, Life with Bonnie. She directed the show. She wrote it and she started it. It was very good. It was funny. But I played myself on that, too.
But it's interesting when you play yourself. I mean, you know, it's got to be pretty funny to do it.
Yeah, it is sort of strange.
Now, you actually were on Baywatch, and I mentioned this because one of your daughter-in-laws was also a Baywatch regular.
Yes, Nancy Vallon, she's beautiful. She's married to my son, Nels. And guess what? She's producing a show now called Chasing Fire.
Fire Fawcett
show, which is on TV Land, and she produces that show.
Wow.
Yeah, she still looks great, too.
All your daughter-in-laws, you have Shayna.
She's on the world tour of poker with my son, Vincent.
Yeah, Shayna was also in Playboy, of course.
In fact, that's Jimmy's wife. Jimmy's in the show with me here in the show Sunshine Boys.
Ah.
That's his wife, Shauna.
And Eileen was a model and a soap star.
That's right. That's Vincent's wife. She's on the star of The Young and the Restless. Boy, you know everything.
But now they're all married still, huh?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is.
they beat the odds there.
Yeah.
I mean, really, if you have a few sons.
I'm married 51 years now.
Wow. Well, see, you set a great example for the boys.
Well, maybe. A lot of luck involved, you know. I know some terrific people that have been married, and the marriages don't last, and it's just, you know, you got to be lucky.
Yeah. You've been on in so many shows. Are there any in particular that you just thought they were just such a kick to do? You know, like a guest appearance on a show? You did a lot of Love Boats, too, I noticed.
I did 10 Love Boats. See, I was the original Love Boat. Here's what happened, if I could take a minute. 1976, ABC put me under contract. I was in a series called When Things Were Rotten for Mel Brooks. It was canceled, but they put me under contract. Then they were going to make two pilots in April of 76. One was called The Love Boat, and one was called Eight Is Enough. And they put me in both of them. And I figured, gee, this is amazing. Suppose they both sell, what are they going to do? Son of a gun if they didn't both sell. So now they didn't know which one to keep me in, either The Love Boat or Eight Is Enough. And I didn't care. I was tickled to death, you know, to be in either one. And they kept me in Eight Is Enough. And so I didn't do The Love Boat. But sometimes they show that original pilot of Love Boat, and you'll see me playing the part, you know?
Because you've actually played a number of characters on that show.
Then I did. Love Boat was on for 9 years, and I did a guest shot every year on it for the 9 years.
You played, yeah.
You know, to play a different part on it.
You played Congressman John Whiteout in one, Charlie Dillinger.
Where do you get all this information?
Howard Ethan. I mean, a number of different characters, and it's kind of fun to kind of look at that, because you are the same guy coming on and just playing different people. George Hayes is another one of the first ones.
I played a wife beater on The Love Boat. And I always had such a goody-goody image that they thought it would be fun to pop me. I was married to Rue McClanahan, and they had me beat her up. I was this wife beater on The Love Boat.
There you go.
I'm
amazed by the range that you did. You did Boy Meets World, Touched by an Angel, Lois and Clark, you know, Diagnosis Murder, everything. Growing Pains, from funny sitcoms to some serious dramas.
Yeah, but most of the body was sort of light comedy, you know. Seems to be what I did the most of, I guess.
Yeah, well, you probably enjoy that the most, right?
Yeah, it is. It's fun. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, people don't realize it. I had a little acting career myself, and people don't realize that if you're doing, you know, drama and you have a really interesting character, sometimes it emotionally can get, it's grinding to play someone that's you know, a difficult person in the script, because you have to become them to do it.
That's right. Where did you do your acting?
No, I was just a local guy doing college stuff, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so I ended up going radio, like everybody else who's a failed
singer. Your radio comes out of Boston, right?
It does, but it's national, though. The show's national.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it is out of Boston.
I played every theater in Boston, because, you know, all the shows before they go to Broadway, they would try out in Boston. So there's not a theater in Boston that I didn't play. I played the Majestic, the Colonial, the Wilbur, the Plymouth, the Shubert, the Copley. I played them all, every one.
Now, years ago,
I loved Boston. It was like a second home, you know?
Did you ever do Scully Square years ago?
Oh, the old Howard Theater and the casino and the Scully Square. Sure, it's all gone now, though.
Yep,
people don't know what we're talking about.
Well, that's because I'm not a spring chicken. But, you know, you're a guy in your mid-70s working just as hard as you ever did. Nothing slowed down.
Right. Yeah, I just keep... I don't turn anything down. If it comes along, I take it. I was a kid actor. My mother was a stage mother. She said, don't ever turn a job down. So I just listened to her.
But you've been, I mean, extremely lucky in that. It looks to me, by looking at your resume, that you have never had a time where you weren't working, that you said to yourself, oh, my God, my career's over. Oh, what am I going to do?
I know. It's been very, very fortunate, really.
Did your parents both live to see your success?
No, you know, my mother died right before... See, I was working all the time, but I really didn't become recognizable until Eight Is Enough, you know, where the name was recognizable. Mm-hmm. So my mother just missed that. She died May 17th, 1976, and Eight Is Enough went on 1977. So she never saw that. She would have gotten a kick out of that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But she did see all the other stuff before that. But there was a lot, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, I remember Mama was a huge hit.
Yes, yes.
And that was big, because at that time there wasn't that much to watch on TV, and that was the top show, so.
We were ahead of Ed Sullivan and ahead of Arthur Godfrey in CBS. We were the number one show.
Mm.
It was a very good show, very well written.
Now tell us a little bit about the play you're doing now, The Sunshine Boys. We all know that. Everybody's pretty much familiar with Neil Simon's hit.
Well, you know, first of all, Neil Simon is my idol. I never worked for him. But my sister, Joyce Van Patten, who's also an actress, she was in the last four Neil Simon plays on Broadway. He uses her in all his... But I never worked for him. But I just think he's fantastic. And this show was a show in 1960. Sunshine Boys with Sam Levine and Jack Albertson.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they made it into a movie, it was supposed to be Walter Matthau and Jack Benny. And then Jack Benny died about a week before it was supposed to start. And so his best friend, George Burns, stepped in and took over the part. That's the part I play. I play the George Burns part.
Oh.
And it's a wonderful show because it's got a real story to it. You know, it's about these two old vaudevillians. And it has a beginning and a middle and an end, and there's a twist, and it's the lines are so real, just the way people really talk, you know. It's so funny. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you're in a show and your friends come to see you, you feel a little embarrassed because, gee, they might get bored. But people don't get bored in this show. It's really good.
No, it flies by, and it is a natural kind of comedy, too. It isn't stretched.
Very, very good.
But
I did it for a year, you know, on the road with Frank Gorshin.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, in 2001. We were out for 10 months, and we played all over the country, and it was terrific. And then Frank was supposed to do it this time with me now, but what happened was he's doing Goodnight Gracie, and he's on the road with that. So the man that I'm playing with now is a local actor, John Davin, and he's very good, because Frank Gorshin was great, and this guy is great, too.
That's interesting. Now, I assume, is he playing George Burns in that play he's doing?
Yes, he's playing George Burns.
Yeah, he's
right.
We've had Frank on the show, and he's just amazing. His voice is just unbelievable.
Oh, he's terrific. Very talented man. We had a good time.
Now, you were mentioning your sister Joyce and her relationship with Neil Simon's plays, but you have one with Mel Brooks. You've been in so many of his movies.
I did four films for Mel Brooks, plus I did a TV series called When Things Were Rotten.
Exactly. What is it about you and him that you're so comfortable doing his stuff?
Oh, I like he's a, I don't know, I think he's a comedy genius. And he's been very good to me. I met him on the tennis court up at Merv Griffin's house in the early 70s. And then he said he was going to do a TV series. And he said to me, you know, you're thin, but you have a fat man's face. You have a round face. He said, would you like to play Friar Tuck in this thing I'm going to do called When Things Were Rotten? And I said, yeah. So I did, and I thought it was going to run for 20 years. It was so funny. And it was canceled after 13 weeks. And he was furious. He said, people are standing online paying money to see Mel Brooks. I give them free Mel Brooks in their living room, and they cancel it. He said, I'll never do another TV show. And he never did. But I guess it was ahead of its time, the show. It was really funny.
Yeah, I think he's hilarious. And, of course, High Anxiety and Spaceballs and stuff, they all make me laugh.
He thinks High Anxiety is his most underrated film. That's very good. Very funny picture.
I also remember the song, High Anxiety.
Anxiety.
A little Frank Sinatra there, play on words.
That's right. He does Sinatra, right. Yeah.
Now, what was it like when you got your star on the Hollywood Walk of
Fame? Oh, that was great. I was so thrilled because when I first came to Hollywood in 1970 from New York, the first thing I did was walk down, you know, Hollywood Boulevard and Vine, and looking at all, I was fascinated by those stars, never thinking I would get one myself. So that was a big thrill. And when I got mine, I was on the, they did it on the Merv Griffin show. Merv Griffin covered the whole thing, and they had a lot of celebrities there. It was really exciting. And it's, I'm right between Michael Jackson and Jackie Cooper.
That's an interesting
combo. Two other child performers.
That's a very interesting combination.
Yeah, it's a coincidence. The three of us are all child actors.
Now, you mentioned that James is also, your son James Van Patten is also in this play. What's it like working with him?
Very good. He toured with us with Frank Ocean, too. And he's excellent on the show. He's really good. So it's fun because I get homesick, you know, but at least I have one of my sons with me. It makes it a little nicer.
Yeah, you mentioned that you were on a tennis court, which reminds me of Vince, because as far as I remember, Vince, wasn't he a professional tennis player at one point?
He was on the tour for 12 years. He was number 20 in the world. He beat McEnroe twice. He beat Bjorn Borg. Oh, he was very good. He was a top player.
Yeah. Does he still play? Just to fun?
Not professionally, no. Yeah. You know, he's on that show now, the World Poker Tour.
Right.
And so he doesn't play anymore, no.
But probably part-time when he goes on the court,
he might kick some butt. Recreationally, he might play, yeah.
Yeah.
But he was great. Oh, great. That was amazing.
Yeah, it's interesting the way things develop in this world. Dick Van Patten stars in Neil Simon's hit comedy The Sideways. It's at the Stoneham Theater, and you can actually just go right to stonehamtheater.org, and you can get all the information you need to get the tickets that you want. And,
right, we'll be there on the 22nd of May. It's very good.
It's May 5th, and it'll be there to the 22nd of May. And Dick, as always, it's nice to talk to you, and I look forward to the next.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate the call.
Take care.
Okay, bye.